You have selected a report on an award-winning gamma ray detector developed by a K-State expert that could be a big benefit to Homeland Security. The rap and soundbite follow in 3, 2, 1. Keeping it simple, that's the key to an inexpensive gamma ray detector introduced by K-State Associate Professor Douglas McGregor. This handheld device simply uses a semiconductor block wrapped in Teflon and copper tape. McGregor explains his unit has great practical applications when it comes to Homeland Security.
For Homeland Security purposes, anything that might be harmful to people that would emit gamma rays, this device could be used to first locate that there is a problem, second, identify what those gamma rays are, and third, tell you what direction that item would be in so you could find it.
McGregor says the device could look for certain radiation emissions that might be indicative of a terrorist form type of device such as a dirty bomb. He adds that his device is a bargain at less than $150 per unit, compared with other high-resolution detectors that could cost up to $10,000. Lenise Thompson, Kansas State University. For years, they said it couldn't be done, but an expert at K-State has come up with a high-resolution gamma ray detector that not only works better than other detectors, but it's less expensive as well. Douglas McGregor, Associate Professor of Mechanical and Nuclear Engineering and the Director of K-State's Smart Lab, says the unit is simply little blocks of semiconductor with metal contacts on each end. McGregor adds, unlike other semiconductors, his contains cadmium zinc telluride. McGregor explains how it's different from other devices.
What makes it so different is that all we have to do is take these little blocks of semiconductor and put contacts on each end, just metal contacts on each end, and we wrap it in Teflon that you would buy at a hardware store, and wrap that in a little bit of copper tape that you would also buy at a hardware store, and it changes the performance of this device from something that would only count gamma rays to something that it could identify their energies and basically give you information on what source or what kind of material it came from.
Costing between $100 to $150 per unit, McGregor says his device is much less expensive than ones that could cost as high as $10,000. He also says his simple design is easier to make and has less chance of breaking down than more complex units. The invention received a 2005 R&D award from R&D Magazine for being one of the top 100 most technologically significant products introduced in the marketplace over the past year.